I wanted to continue on and talk a little bit more about, you know, we did the basics with subject and object, but we didn't do any indirect object, or we didn't do any genitive for possession. Let's see how that would look. So if we would say, let's do indirect object first of all. We'd say, men send, we've had Pimple, send slaves to, send slaves to children. Or they send children slaves. So, anthropoi send. Now, you could, this is sort of negotiable word order wise, but you could have either they send doulos, slaves, to children, technois. Look over here. Technois. See? Or you could translate that, men send children, slaves. How about this? Men send, now we're not going to use an indirect object, we'll use men send slaves of children. The slaves belong to the children. Men send doulos technon of children. Look over here. Men send slaves of children. Now, look at the difference here. The bottom one is men send slaves to children. It's just a matter of the ending. Same word order. Same vocables. But when I change the ending, I change the function of the meaning of that word in the sentence. Now it shows possession. Previously, it showed indirect object.
So basically, that's children, slaves.
Children, yes. Now I was going to get on to that. Hold on. Now, see, a person might say, my land, you know, there's an awful lot riding on a kind of a small distinction there, just on the ending. You know what, though? Think of our language. Men send slaves of children. Men send slaves to children. All we do is change of and to, and it changes whether or not it's possession or whether or not it's indirect object. That's all we're doing, because we don't say childrenum or something like that. Some of you may be wondering about the possibility of translating this children's slaves, apostrophe, okay? This is a very interesting thing. In general, we have this possibility in our language. Slaves of children, children's slaves, and we tend not to make a lot of difference between those two. Greek will basically only do it like this. So there isn't an apostrophe version and a prepositional phrase version for possession. I mean, you don't have a word for of and slaves or something like that. I mean, this is what you do here. Now, what about the placement of it then? Well, here's one place where the word order does become a little bit critical. That is to say, the genitive will tend to follow the thing that it modifies. All right? Not in front of it. So, in other words, you would tend to see here, you would tend not to see it there. Now you could, remember, context is king. So you could. If they're talking about, hey, the guy saw some slaves. Whose slaves were those? They were technon doulos, believe it or not, children slaves. Well, they might move it up in front like that, and you'd know what you're talking about. But you'd have to, in general, Greek has to watch out for this. It will tend to simply stand the genitive next to the thing that it's modifying, just like I did here. And it will, so that the genitive will modify the thing that precedes it in the sense. Children's slaves. Or, Matthew, slaves of children. Either one of those will work.